In the olden days, to travel was much different than now. Nowadays, if you want to travel somewhere far, you usually take an airplane. Or if it's a medium far, whatever, you could take a car and you could drive pretty fast. And it's usually pretty safe to travel. It's never totally safe. Our Chachamim tell us that all roads have some kind of danger to it. But back a while ago, it used to be a lot more dangerous. Because they didn't have cars, all these things to go fast. And if you travel to open places, a lot of times there are robbers hiding out. You have to protect yourself. So if you wanted to travel far, you can never do it yourself. Even nowadays, usually people don't travel very far themselves. So there was once a group traveling, they had to go through a desert. And when they travel, they only travel a whole big group together. And they have an expert who knows exactly how to travel right. And they also had guards with them with weapons in case there are robbers nearby. And traveling through the desert was extremely hot. It was so hot that they could not travel during the daytime because they would get too hot, they'd get sick and too thirsty. So they would only travel at nighttime when it was dark, so it shouldn't be too hot. And during the daytime, they would go under shade of trees or something else, and they would go to sleep during the day. So one of these groups, it's called a caravan in English, it was traveling. Most of the people, they were goyim, and one of them was a tzaddik. His name was Rabba Bar Bar Chana. And Rabba Bar Bar Chana, he was very careful of always to do all the mitzvahs. But, you know, sometimes when someone's on a trip, you go somewhere else for who knows what, a vacation, or as you're traveling, or an airplane, you could think, oh, you know, over here, it's a lot harder, maybe to wash your hands properly, say all the brachas properly. Sometimes to people, it's too hard to do a little bit less. But he said, no, I'm making sure to do every single mitzvah the right way. He washed his hands, even though they didn't have too much water in the desert. So for him to wash his hands means he had to drink less. But still, he's doing every single mitzvah he wanted to do exactly the right way. One afternoon, again, during the daytime they would sleep and rest, and at nighttime they would travel. So one afternoon it was almost getting dark, and the leader of the whole group, he told all the people traveling, hurry, we're going to leave right now. It didn't get dark yet, it was almost dark. He said, right now we're going to start leaving, so we could travel through the whole entire night, and tomorrow morning we'll already get to like a town, a place, before it gets hot. So everyone quickly started gathering all their bags, and putting on the animals, on the camels, and everyone's rushed, and so the tzaddik, Rabba Bar Chana, also got rushed. He was in the middle of eating his meal. He quickly rushed and grabbed his stuff and jumped on the animal. And as soon as they started moving, he remembered, wait, what did I just do? I forgot something extremely important. I sat down, I ate, but I didn't bench. I didn't thank Hashem. And the halacha is, the Jewish law requires that you're supposed to bench, make the brach, the blessing, in the same place that you ate. It actually depends what kind of food. But if you washed hamotzi, you had bread, or even actually mezenes, you had cookies and stuff, you're supposed to make the after bracha in the same place that you ate. So he said, but everyone left already, and if I go back myself to make the bracha bench over there, and then try to catch up, I could lose them. They're moving as fast as they could, and I can't catch up with them, and I could lose them in the desert. And if I get lost in the desert, that's extremely dangerous. Chas v'shalom, he could die. And if I tell him, wait, I want to go back to bench to make a blessing, they're not going to want to listen to me. So we need to go fast. And they're not going to want to listen to me in order to do a prayer. They don't care. What did I do? How could I go back? But I need to make the brach in the same place that I ate. So what did he do? So he thought of something and he called out, wait for me 1 minute. I need to go back to the place we were because I left there a golden dove. That's a type of bird. A bird, a golden bird there. I'll come back right away. I need to go get it. A bird made out of gold. So then, you know, they have people take things out of gold and design nice, beautiful things, like rings, or if you have enough money, you can even make other nice things out of gold. So the passengers, other people there, says, what? He really has a bird made out of gold? We never saw it before. Okay, maybe we never saw it because he always kept it hidden. I'm sure it's worth a lot of money. So, okay, he lost, forgot it there. How could you forget that? Something so precious? Okay, hurry up, go quick, get it and come back. We really need to rush. So, Rabbi Bar Chana, he did not want to say a lie, even to do a mitzvah. So So he said something that you can understand in two ways. In the Torah, sometimes the Jewish people are compared to a bird, like a dove. And a bird, it protects itself with its wings. That's how it flies away. If a danger comes to a bird has wings and flies. That's how it escapes. So the Jewish people were compared to the bird, and the mitzvahs protect us, are like the wings. So he was saying, I forgot a golden dove, meaning like, I forgot a mitzvah, which is like the wings to the dove, which is not protecting me. He said it like a hint. So the guy even understood a golden dove, meaning a piece of gold. And he was saying like a hint, I forgot a mitzvah. So he went back and he benched properly the way he should. And it's okay, finished, I used to run back. But if he runs back, he was a little worried. If I run back and they don't see that, where's your bird? Where's your golden bird? They might think, well, you tricked us, you didn't find it, what happened? They might be upset at me. And for them to be upset at him, that itself is dangerous, because he's traveling in the middle of the desert and he needs them for protection to go together. If they're angry at him, maybe they'll kick him out of the group and he has to be lost in the desert. So he said, no matter what happens, I did a mitzvah properly, I'm doing it, I'm going back. He was about to jump back on his camel and run back when he noticed something shining on the floor. He bent down and he found a golden bird, a dove. Hashem made a miracle for him, being that he worked hard to do the mitzvah. Hashem made a miracle and he found a golden bird right there. So he went riding back and he was holding his golden bird, and everyone saw it and like, wow, that was so beautiful. Wow, the bird. Okay, yeah. You know, we waited a few minutes too, but wow, for that bird, okay, it's worth it. Okay, fine, let's continue going.